check out our Weekend in 5 photos, including one of me doing a carefully staged photo.
Yes.
Of me shaping a knife handle. I'm working on a homemade knife, yeah. And I got to shape the handle with a rasp. Do you know what a rasp is?
No.
It doesn't matter. And so I'm doing that, and the pictures weren't turning out good, so then I'd stage it again. Then you could see a thin spot in my hair over here, so I had to stage it again and again and again until I finally got it right. That's on my Weekend in 5 photos. Give me a highlight of your Weekend in 5 photos.
There's a great parenting photo of mine where Olive has pulled up her little child chair directly under the TV, and she's cranking her neck back to watch.
Okay.
Jake and I went on a date night, so it's a beautiful photo. We did a series of photos because Jake insists on arriving everywhere a minimum of 30 minutes to 4 hours early.
Yep.
So it's him and I making weird faces, and it's delightful.
Okay, Jenny, give me a highlight from your Weekend in 5 photos.
I went shopping with Andrew on Friday, and he tried to seduce me in one of the dressing rooms, so there's a picture prior to that happening.
Great.
Yeah.
You know what, Andrew, you had a busy weekend, so you're seducing somebody in the dressing room, which is admirable. And then you also almost poisoned a Super Bowl party with underdone muscles. Is that what happened?
Overcooked
muscles?
Okay, that's better than under.
I mean, any response to this, Andrew?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, hey.
Were you not listening?
Well, I missed it.
Oh, my God.
Andrew apparently tried to get busy with Jenny at the dressing room at 579, apparently.
579.
Guilty.
Well, you're trying to get with her in fashion bug again.
So, no comment? You're kind of quiet today, Andrew.
No, I honestly completely missed what you said before that. That's why.
To be fair, he's nannying right now, and normally we have him on earlier, and right now he's nannying.
He's got a little baby. We want to be respectful. We want to keep it too long. So what we need, Andrew, first of all, thanks for being on the show.
Of course.
Jenny's boyfriend of about a year or so. So we always do this on Monday mornings. We say, okay, if Andrew was going to say what Jenny's favorite part of her weekend is, she wrote it down so she can't change her mind. What, Andrew, do you think it was?
I'm going to say watching the Super Bowl and Tom Brady make history.
Okay. Jenny said.
No. Not the muscles.
No, I said condo shopping because I'm starting to look for places. And Andrew's a realtor, so luckily he was able to take me out shopping last minute on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. It was just fun to go and look at places.
What is like a top thing?
Super fun, too.
Because I looked at your pictures and you said they were missing a couple things you want. What are like the top things you're looking for in a condo?
Well, basically, at least a little bit of closet space in the place that I have a picture of. It had enough space for maybe like a child's clothes. Like it had no closet space whatsoever. Yeah. Like not even storage space. So it just didn't have that. Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, thanks. Get back to your nannying. And you did not match this time, but you made a great guess. Jenny hates Tom Brady. She loves the Packers. Just not a match.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So he poisoned a Super Bowl party with a bunch of muscles that he didn't make
pretty
right?
Pretty much. He was pretending like he wasn't listening because he didn't want to admit that part. But no, ooh, he definitely overcooked those muscles. It's like when you pull the muscles apart, the muscle actually split apart that you eat also. So it's just like slime, almost the consistency of an oyster.
Disgusting.
And that is not what it's supposed to be consistent of.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Jake Fallon's husband. Jake, I want to tell you, you look adorable. In the pictures that I saw, you did the thing where you pulled your shirt up over your face, put your sunglasses on your face for Olive's amusement. Mm-hmm. Then you're in the car with Fallon looking adorable. You're both looking adorable.
So adorable.
You're just adorable, Jake. And that's just all I want to say to you.
thank you so much for starting off this way.
Hey, no problem. What was the highlight of your weekend, Jake? What'd you have fun doing this weekend?
I got to spend some time doing some like woodworking stuff, which I enjoyed. Our dinner with Tina and her friend Tom was awesome. I think we've maybe been out to dinner like once in the past several months.
Gotcha. So yeah. Good.
Extremely enjoyable. But Super Bowl was fine.
Okay.
Good.
Now Fallon wrote down what her highlight of her weekend was, and you never know because she's unpredictable. What do you think the highlight of her weekend was, Jake?
I'm gonna guess the date night dinner Saturday night.
Yes. And
Fallon says date night dinner. Yes, there it is.
I did have a moment that I made everyone laugh, and I felt really good about it. It was an accidental Debbie Downer moment.
What happened?
Jake may recall this better than I do, but apparently I brought the room down.
It was funny. Yeah, it was funny. She, like, we all had this delicious dessert that featured coconut. So she made sure to let us all know that on her like health check gut exam, coconut was her top sensitivity. So hope she doesn't get sick, she said.
So everyone else was enjoying the dessert, but you had to tell everyone that it was going to upset your tummy.
Tina claims I turned to her and very loudly was like, during my gut health screening, I learned this was my biggest sensitivity. And then her friend Tom was like, literally to the sound of Debbie Downer. I was like, oh, right. Yeah, that does sound like that.
Great. Fallon brings up everybody's appetite while she talks about sharding at the table. Thank you.
Only one of us in this room has sharded.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jake, have a wonderful day.
You guys too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye bye. Here she is, Miss Charming of Chan Happening 2021. She was annoyed at me this week. Oh, hi.
Nicest thing you've said in a long time.
So, anything? I was out of town this weekend. Yeah. I was out of town. I was in Colorado. So you really don't know what I did this weekend. And even though I told you, she wasn't really listening because she was playing Match 3D.
Good for her. Living
as
her
I told
life.
Her.
Yeah, I played once this entire weekend.
Okay.
I played once, Fallon.
Just
See,
one time.
She's busy. She's busy.
Weekend.
So.
What do you think he asked me? You know, he's gone and busy. What do you think he asked me?
For something. Can you do XYZ? Do we have XYZ?
Oh, that's a good point. He did ask me to do something, but he asked how Josie was.
Oh. Not how you were. How
that's my doggy.
And could I send a picture of Josie?
Again? I'm he did like, this before, like, two, the last
I
time he was
missed
there.
Her. So she did.
And in of all weeks, this is my birthday week. And
look at the pictures. Look at the picture she sent to Josie, though. She's cute. It is your birthday week, and I'm struggling here because I don't know what to get you for your birthday, which is on Friday, and then Valentine's Day is following that. So I don't know. I have any idea.
It's not about getting things. It's about experiences and doing things. I don't want items.
Do you find that you plan all the things you do usually, Susan?
Oh, yes.
Don't try to start something with me on a Monday. Don't even. You are a pot stirrer.
Hmm? So you're just asking.
I don't want an electric mixer.
So you're just asking for one weekend out of the entire year for him to plan something for you since it's your birthday and Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and it's not things. It's just like.
I got an idea for you. How about the experience of going out snow blowing the driveway? That's an experience.
That's
an experience, right?
No, the experience is you doing something for or with me.
I'm kind of busy. I'm really
no,
kind of busy.
You text us every week and you're like, sorry, guys, nothing again.
That's so true. Okay, so first of all, you have any ideas for somebody who's turning old on Friday, like
who's
Susan, what do you get her? You get her gardening shears, or you get her like a grow your own rose garden kit or something like that?
I don't want things.
It's like
what do you want though? What do you want? There's no experiences you can have. There's a pandemic. You can't go anywhere.
You could plan a road trip
for me.
Do things like what?
Yeah. Like, shut up for once.
Okay, we're short on time. What was the highlight of my weekend?
Well, Dave, it has to be the chili that I made.
That's what I wrote down. I wrote down the chili. She made turkey.
Serious?
Yeah. The highlight of my whole weekend was when I got home and had chili.
And the only reason I say that is because when he lands at the airport, he goes, so what's for dinner?
Hell yeah, I did. I wanted to, like, it's Super Bowl. I'm like, well, of course I asked
you
that.
You are a delight. I want you to remember this when you tell me all the time, like, oh, I feel so bad for Jake. You are just
She is
bad.
So lucky. Hey, look at the time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.